Hello?
Yeah.
You alright, mate? I've got Owen Anderson on the line.
What'd you say, buddy? Owen Anderson, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a POA. I've uploaded his ideas today or the day before. I've got a POA for him. I just need to get up the folder on Billy's phone, so I'll upload it in about 2 or 3 minutes once the phone's charged.
No problem, pal. You know, pop him over.
Will do, cheers, mate.
Thanks, Bill. Ben. Hi, Mr. Anderson. You're through to Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi, Michael.
How are you, sir?
I'm not bad.
Fantastic. Oh, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, sir?
Aye, do I?
Excellent. Just to let you know, Owen, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I'd said earlier, oh, my name's Michael. You've spoken to Ben and the team over in our customer care. What they do is they gather you, you know, your proof of addresses, your proof of ID, and take some statements from you about your time in care. But it's my role and my team's role, Owen, is to go out and gather the evidence for you. So that's writing to the likes of, you know, social services, education authorities, and the likes, to gather the evidence so we can submit it to the Scottish Redress.
The Scottish Redress, what is
that? But this call, Owen, isn't so much about your time in care. You've obviously already been through that with our customer care team. It's more to understand, you know, the trauma you faced as a child, Owen.
Right.
Had an effect and haunted you into your adult life. And what I'll do, Owen, if I can evidence it for the likes of, you know, being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, had any sort of alcohol or substance issues that I can evidence, I'll write to, you know, GPs, NHS, addiction charities, gather that evidence, and submit it to the Scottish Redress as an overall picture of Owen Anderson in care and Owen Anderson, you know, because of care and the trauma he's faced. Yeah, they have to take that into consideration, Owen. You know, it's not just obviously what happened to you whilst you were in care, it's also
The patients had on me now, right? Yeah.
So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Owen. I do apologise in advance.
What's the matter? Don't apologise, just ask away. Ask away.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, I don't like asking it, but I have to. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of anxiety or depression, Owen?
Technically, not really, no. I mean, I've been diagnosed with being on the autistic spectrum and ADHD and stuff, but it's a really difficult thing to explain. I think my past because of my mental health things when I was younger that were never diagnosed, if you want, for a better word.
Yeah.
And the abuse that I suffered as I was growing up, I'm very quiet, mate. It takes me, I was nearly dead. It took me bad for me to go to the doctors. I need to help people with problems. I need to ask for help. I've ended up with a life sentence and everything. I mean, I've ended up in some terrible places because, see, I'm I've got a very weird personality, buddy, and I've got a few mental health problems that I know. People didn't believe. People when I was younger used to say, "Oh, you're a bad laddie," but it's because of the shit I was going through.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So you've got massive trust issues, haven't you? Coming from care, abandonment issues, anger issues.
Yeah.
You know, it's surprising that you're still here just to have a chat with me. To be honest.
Mate,
I'm going to commend you for that, to be honest with you, Owen, because the life you guys as survivors, you know, got kicked into unwillingly has just had a massive effect on the rest of your life, hasn't it, let's be honest?
Yeah, it definitely has. It took a long time for people to realise that, but it's a strange set of circumstances, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting, if you ask me, to be honest.
Didn't get away with none of it now, but what they got away with back then, mate, you just would not get away with it.
No, well, hopefully not. We don't know yet, do we? That's the problem. The idea is to try and absolutely hammer the Scottish Government with as many claims as we can, and hopefully they'll take some notice and think we need to stop this. We stop it by taking better care of the kids, so hopefully hopefully it does some good further on down the line for the newer generation, shall we say. Children in care.
Yeah,
Well, so obviously you've been diagnosed with autism and ADHD. Any other sort of mental health issues or problems?
I'm very deep and quiet, mate. People, yeah. I've seen psychiatrists and everything, and I see people. I'm ready to go back into therapy now for my own well being. Yeah. See what I mean? But it's a really hard thing to talk about, mate. But aye.
But did you see therapy? Did you see a therapist through your GP?
No, well, as I say, what happened with things, you mask all that stuff, mate, and things get covered up and whatnot, eh?
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
And I ended up, and I was always, like growing up like a time bomb, I would get somewhere good and then it would blow up. And I ended up getting a life sentence, eh? So I've ended up, I'm only out a year, I was in the jail for 25 years, eh?
So, oh, wow.
And through that process of being in the jail, obviously the first few years were horrendous, and then I've ended up, Never diagnosed because the punishment's again in the jail. If you get caught doing it in the jail and you admit to it in the jail, it's horrific. But yeah. I ended up, I had a heroin habit in the jail. Never dragged along like that, but I've had all sorts of drug habits. And obviously, I'm out now. I'm not an alcoholic, but I drink. I like a can of beer and stuff. Eh? But through the process of trying to get my release to the jail and speaking to people, I ended up, I've done a psychology degree myself. I've ended up going all sorts of therapy within the jail and talking to people, which is how I could talk about shit the way I can now. I could never do this before, eh? Never in a million years, never.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was handled and dealt with all within the jail, the jail surroundings, eh?
Okay, well, I can potentially write to the jail to gather some evidence for you. If you took therapy in jail, did you end up getting help with heroin in jail?
I kind of done that myself as well, eh? What unfortunately happened was I was still taking the heroin, and that's when I had heart failure, and I've now got a mechanical valve in my heart, eh? And as soon as I was in hospital for months, eh? And when that happened, that's when I started cleaning myself up and just started to give to myself and try to fix problems that were there instead of masking them with other shit, eh?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Not definitely. You said you wasn't injecting, so obviously I think you just... Was you just smoking there?
No, I was just burning on foil, lad.
Okay, kind of nasty as well. Never used needles. What jail were you in? Did you stay in one, or did you just bounce around?
In the mall, mate. I've been in the mall. I was in the digger for nearly 2 years at one point. I've been in Shorts, Addiewell, Kilmarnock, up in Dundee. I've been everywhere, mate. I've been just about every jail in Scotland, Glenochel. Been in the mall, eh?
What did you get the 25 years for, Owen, if you don't mind me asking?
It was actually 18 years ago, but I ended up doing 25. It took me the extra years to get there. But my sentence was 18. I got involved in a murder in 2000 with a snap-on dealer.
Okay. Did you get charged with murder?
Yeah, the murder charge, yeah. Murder, trying to defeat the ends of justice, and I can't remember the term he used for it now. Because we've buried the body, disposed of the body, we've done with that as well.
Okay.
Well,
is that the vertical of justice,
there, or? That's maybe right, aye. The vertical of justice, mate, aye. Yeah, aye.
Okay. Okay, so the only issue we've got, Owen, is... the Scottish Redress will take your sentence into consideration. And I'll tell you why. What they don't do is they look at you, they look at your rehabilitation side. They may even look at your, get yourself together with your psychology degree and stuff. What they won't do, Owen, is they won't pay you any money if they still think you're a danger to the public.
Obviously there is, and I'm quite happy to pass details on for you to speak to if you want to speak to. But clearly because of my position, I'm under supervision of a parole officer, eh?
You're still under parole, are you?
Yeah, I'm on parole for the rest of my life, mate. I've got to go meet a guy every week, eh? And it's part of like Scottish Government, the parole services, they've decided that I'm safe to be out. And I communicate with him weekly. And I know for a fact the reports that he'll give anybody, because he can see what I've done in my life. I've came out to the jail. You get what I mean? I'm no.
Yeah. I've done that. I'd like to tell the officer then.
Gary Pycroft is his name. Is it Dalkey Social yeah. Services? He's a pro officer, mate. He'll fill.
What I'm going to do is, I've got to go on through a different page, you see, just to add your, I'll add your parole officer details. So give it parole details. Do they know about your time in care?
They know everything, mate, aye.
Okay.
I think it was 1.5, 2 years old when I went into care, so aye, they know everything.
Yeah. So go on and give us the details. So parole officer details is what was Gary, was it?
It's Gary Pycroft.
Pie, as in pie and but, croft.
Aye, Pycroft, aye.
Okay, and whereabouts is...
Gary Pycroft, it's number 11 St Andrew Street.
1, 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds. So 11 St Andrew Street.
Street, and it's Dalkey Social Work Department, Dalkey Social Work Parole Department.
Social Work Department, Parole Department, isn't it?
Aye.
I'm got a postcode, have you? Unless I
do you get any postcode for number 11, Stacey?
Yeah.
Manish has got a time for me, because.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
Alpha.
1.
Alpha.
I. E. Well, 1A, sorry. 1A. L.
Okay. Okay. Can I take your GP's details, please, Owen? And I'll write to them about your autism.
I can't hear your name because it changes all the time because
right.
I'm just checking. It's the very same street. It's St Andrew Street, Dalkey. No, it's on the answer sheet. It's Dalkey's medical practice.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Look at my biggest number.
And that's the same address, is it? Yeah, St. Andrew's.
Well, it's St. Andrew's. It's St. Andrew's Street, Dalkey's medical practice. Actually, it's a bit forward, it's a bit, mate.
Yeah, no problem. Definitely, that'll be the same postcode then. Should be, shouldn't it?
What's the postcode? No, it's not saying, no. What's the postcode for there? It's the same postcode, aye.
All right, perfect. Oh, what did your partner say? It was 24 to 26?
Sorry, what was that?
Did she say 24 to 26 St Andrew Street?
What was the number? The doctor's 24 to 26?
Yeah, 24-26.
Aye, 24 to 26, aye.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to write to your parole officer. I'm going to get as much information as I can from them. If you can give your parole officer just a heads up, just say, obviously...
I'm going to give him a mate. I'm going to get in touch with him right now and just tell him to get what's happened
there. Yeah. So I'll write to him within the next... Probably be on his desk within the next 10 days.
Right, no problem. Stop.
Just try and get a bit of an overall picture of you, Owen, and now,
yeah.
And, you know, how well you've integrated back into society and how hard you've worked and, you know, the score. I'll also write to your GP. I'll get all the information from your autism and your ADHD. I'll write to the care settings and the social services of the care settings that you're in, Owen. So I've got Howdham Hall and I've got Lendrick Muir.
Lendrick Muir and Wellington Farm, I?
I haven't got Wellington Farm. I've got Howdham Hall, Lendrick Muir. Do you want me to add another one?
Wellington Farm's what I was one of the big ones. I've said that before, I. Howdham Hall, Wellington, and Lindsay Muir.
So Wellington Farm, yeah?
Aye.
Wellington Farm. And whereabouts is that, buddy?
That's in Pennycook.
Yeah, you
know. It's not gone, mate, but I need for me, you're asking the wrong person to fucking spell. P.
Yeah.
Penny, but it's P. I think it's P.
Pennycook, it's P-E-N.
P-E-N.
C-U.
C-U.
I-C.
I-C.
K.
Penny. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Roughly what year was that? Do you know? So I've got Howdham Hall in 83.
I'm terrible. I'm 53 now, born in 70. I would have been in Lindrick. I'd have been in the Welly when I was about between like 14 and 17.
Okay, so 72, so that's 82, 10 years, 85, yeah? 86, 85, okay. 86, all right, cool. Let me just check, I've got them. Yeah, perfect. So I'll write to the social services, Owen. I'll write to the education authority, I'll write to your parole officer. When I get your time in care, when I get the information back from your time in care, Owen, do you want me to share that with you?
Mate, it's another process that I've already done, mate. I've paid the money years ago and went back to them and got on with the post. I've got them all sitting in the back of them and I've read them all.
Have you got them, have you? It might be quicker if you can send them to me.
I've not got ones to actually people in care, but I've got the ones for the social work through that period of time. I've got all the social work reports.
Yeah, if I send you out an envelope with a stamped returned envelope, can you send it back to me, Alan?
I'll send them all, mate.
All right, I'll get our admin team to send you a letter out today, just with a return stamped addressed envelope, and so you can send me.
Got address 31 Laurel Bank, eh?
I've got you at 31 Laurel Bank.
Laurel Bank, that's my brother's. I'm up. Right.
EH22 2JH.
That's the one.
Oh, if you've got details there, Owen, I could shave 9 months off this process.
I'll go and get started raking and I'll dig everything out and get it all together.
All right. Give me a couple of days and I'll get you a letter up there, buddy.
No worries, Martin. No worries.
Yeah, if you just send it back to you, just pop it in the return, stamped returned envelope and it'll come back to me hopefully by next week. We'll run through it all. It'll take a little while then to get your GP's details and your parole officer, but if you give your parole officer a heads up, that should be fine. And then we'll go through everything together, you and I, make sure that you're happy with all the statements. We'll go through everything with the fine tooth comb, make sure everything's in there that you want. And we'll submit it to the Scottish Region. We'll then get what's called the panel. So we then get what's called the panel data, and it's where the panel of individuals will judge our case. And so we're behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then hopefully we'll get you some recognition and an offer of financial compensation, Owen.
Perfect.
Is that okay, buddy?
No, no worries.
Okay. Do you understand all that, Owen? Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'm not talking, mate. No, I understand that.
Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Owen, I need just to go back a step with you and make sure you understand our fees and understand our processes and what other options are out there for you. I have to do it, Owen, on this call. So, you know, if you've heard this before, I apologise, but it will be the last time.
It's fine.
Yes, thanks. Fantastic. Thank you. So just to let you know, Owen, that you can actually apply through to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the use or the help of a law firm to do so.
That would entail,
you know, gathering your own evidence, creating and submitting your own case. But that's an option for you. So that's option one. Option two, Owen, is there other law firms in England and Wales that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress? They don't charge you any fees, Owen. The reason they don't charge you fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Now, those law firms, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw that case. Now, as a fellow law firm or representing a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do and probably more importantly, Owen, what they won't do for you as a client.
They get paid
whether you win or lose. Whilst I can tell you, Owen, is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't accept a handout from the Scottish Government. So we don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself in a no-win, no-fee contract, whereas if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and in our best interest as well as yours for us to gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of winning the most out of this process. Our fees are capped, though, and at 16% plus VAT. Now, the VAT is 20% of the 16, which is about 3.2%, which takes your total fees to 19.2%.
That's right. Remember, I've nearly 20%, that's right.
Yeah, so you'll never pay us more than 19.2%, oh, no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case. On the flip side, buddy, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee, because you've been through the care system and, you know, you're deemed to be a survivor, and maybe even a vulnerable client because of the trauma you faced as a child, if we're unsuccessful with this case, Owen, we will never come looking for money from you. We will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we were unsuccessful with your case. We just won't. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee in our insurance policy and our insurance cover. We'll cover all of our fees if we're unsuccessful for you, Owen. Is that okay?
That's fine, mate. The discussions I've had with your clients in the past have been the same, and mate, I'm more than happy just to stick with where I am. It suits me to the ground.
Excellent, perfect. Just to let you know, Owen, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, Owen, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees and happy for us just to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you, Owen.
Thank you. Mate, I'm happy for you. I'm happy to waiver that. I'm just happy for you to crack on, mate. Generally, I'm.
Okay, buddy. What I'll do is I'll write to you. I'll send you a letter within the next two or three days, so we can get that evidence off you. I'll write to you with all my contact details within the next 2 weeks. If you need me in the meantime, give Ben a call. He'll fire you over to me. But if you need me for anything, Owen, I work for you, so I'll always be at the other end of the phone for you.
Phone.
I'll walk you through now till the end, Owen, so you'll only be dealing with me now.
Perfect.
And I'll obviously, you know, try our best to get you the most out of this, buddy.
Perfect, man. Gentlemen, thank you.
No, I'm glad to be speaking to you, Owen. Thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Cheers, buddy. Anytime. Just give the bill.
You too. Thanks, Owen.
Thanks. Thank you. You too. Thanks, Paul. Cheers.